Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents HEFA in Training, the Business Startup Toolkit for Entrepreneurial and Creative Women by Ashley K. Stoyanov Ojeda. Narrated by Raquel Beatty. Publisher's note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to visual materials present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Introducción. Adelante. Welcome to your roadmap to entrepreneurship. It's a magical place to be, and you belong here. If you feel like you want to start a business but do not know what kind of business, adelante. If you have started building your business but don't know how to take the next steps, adelante. If you're looking for strategies and inspiration from experienced entrepreneurs to take your business to the next level, adelante. My name is Ashley, and I am here to be your hada madrina of business for the next 12 chapters. And as fairy godmothers do, I'm going to guide you through this new journey of yours. From homing in on your idea to implementing sales strategies, from building a community to becoming a thought leader in your industry, this book is made to help you launch. At the beginning of 2020, right when the world was just starting to shut down due to COVID-19, I started working with Marivette Navarrete, the founder of The Mujerista, a digital publication empowering and celebrating the next generation of Latinas, to build and grow the organization's first-ever online network. We started hosting weekly Zoom meetups to discuss the struggles of our businesses during the shutdown. For the next 3 months, we continued to build upon these meetups until our membership was ready to launch. Since then, I've helped provide hundreds of women with the resources to help launch their creative projects and navigate all the ups and downs of being a founder. The Mujerista community needed a trusted resource during a pivotal time in its unfolding. For my part, I felt I'd finally found the community I'd been looking for since starting my journey as a socialpreneur in 2016. One that understood how our upbringings shape us as business professionals, and how our Latinidad and generational status give us a unique perspective on the world. We found comfort in each other because we were all finding our way through entrepreneurship. We could relate to each other's cultural backgrounds and values and how they had helped us become who we are today. You see, when I first fell into the world of entrepreneurship, I looked to every book and blog out there. And while most of what I found was great, all of what I found was written by someone who had little in common with me. Some material would stick, but sometimes nothing would resonate, and I would find myself wondering if there was something wrong with me. I longed to connect with experienced founders who knew what it was like to grow up in a lower middle class family. I searched for other women business owners who were also the first in their family to go to college. Where were all the other women who wanted to break out of the 9-to-5, who also split their time between the States and visiting their family in Latin America? I did not find that community until the Mujerista Network was born. Being around other Latinas, building beautiful, impactful businesses, felt natural, and somehow gave me the same feeling of belonging I felt every summer when I would reunite with my primos in Mexico. It felt like home, and that is what I want this book to feel like for you. There is a lack of representation in publishing, in media, in tech, in music, and in business. And because of that, so many women, especially women of color and first-gen entrepreneurs, feel like they don't have a shot at building something great, something that can create change, something that can create generational wealth. If there is anything you get from this book, I hope it's the inspiration and confidence that you too can move forward with your ideas. If you feel like you don't have the experience, the funding, or the support system to realize your entrepreneurial dreams, know that you're not alone. I know what it's like to ask yourself all of the what-if questions and feel like you aren't getting anywhere. Those voices were in my head, too, telling me all kinds of things as I worked to launch my first organization. But I also had mi mami and mis abuelitas, whom I could call in moments of overwhelm, and they would tell me, "Sí se puede." I am so happy I listened to them, because taking that leap and replacing "what if I fail" with "what could be achieved if I try" has changed my life in more ways than I could have ever imagined. Para más inspiración, mi historia. How a showcase turned into a movement. In 2015, I was an aspiring singer-songwriter looking to find herself after graduating college. I made a move from New York City to Portland, Oregon, with no intention of starting a business, just simply looking for a creative community to collaborate with after my arrival. At the time, the Portland music industry was scattered, and while there was an abundance of talent in the city, there was also a lack of cultural infrastructure to support it. And when my favorite, though short-lived, open mic shut down, I was at a loss as to how to advance my career in my new city. A few months later, I saw an opportunity to host an ongoing showcase at a local venue where I could start to create the community I so desperately wanted and needed. And so, I launched a monthly series to showcase the best rising women songwriters in the city. Within 3 months of launching the series, I had artists approaching me from all over the city. Local media started coming and covering the shows, and soon enough, booking agents and other industry professionals began attending the showcases to scout for talent. In Portland, my monthly showcase had become not only a community initiative, but a place for these artists to make the connections they needed to level up their careers. Still, I wanted to do more. I was not sure what the next step was, so I started reaching out for advice to various women in music groups I was a part of. Instead of getting advice about how to grow this local showcase, I had requests to expand it to other cities. That's when I felt the spark. A light bulb went off in my head, and I realized that growing this initiative was no longer about me. This need for an online community where rising women songwriters around the country could collaborate and share resources with each other went far beyond what would serve me personally. Fast forward a year, and I was building little teams to host monthly showcases, workshops, and networking events in New York City, Nashville, and Vancouver. As I saw interest rising, I also felt a little panic. I had no idea what to do next. I knew what I wanted to offer our community, but I could not figure out what to call what we were doing. Had I started a booking agency? Had I started an artist management company? When people would ask, I would tell them, "I just want to help." After a few months of talking to mentors in the industry, I made the decision to make the community a nonprofit. That way, I could grow the organization and impact as many people as possible. And that was just the beginning. The tiny local showcase that started at a venue with a 40-person cap, driven by a need to connect with like-minded individuals, has now grown into an international community of over 10,000 rising women and non-binary songwriters. We have connected European and South American songwriters, been featured by the Recording Academy, and partnered with top industry companies like CD Baby and Elektra Records to host educational webinars. Our songwriters have been picked up by sync licensing companies and have gone on to open for bigger artists. Unintentionally, I started a movement, and it has been one hell of a ride. Being a founder has been a journey filled with ups and downs, and moments of both extreme pride and extreme panic. It has also been a never-ending crash course, a series of lessons on what to do, what I could have done better, and what I should not have done at all. Until I launched this project, I knew nothing about best practices for building a foundation, a community, cold pitching, or thought leadership, etc. What I never imagined was how fast it would grow, or that it would only be the beginning of my journey in business. Since starting #WCM, I have teamed up with startup and corporate tech companies to help build their communities and develop their businesses. And all of it has led to this very moment. Now it's time for me to pass those lessons along to you. That brings us back to the purpose of this book, to help you navigate through the beginning phases of launching your passion-filled business, side hustle, project, you name it. This is your very own toolkit that you can write in, highlight, and use in whatever way you think will be most helpful to build the foundation of what you want to pursue. Each lesson will include fill-in prompts, checklists, a worksheet, and insights from other Latina founders to help lead the way. The steps and framework you need to launch your business are here for you, so you can start today and then check back in for a refresher down the line. The beginning of my entrepreneurial journey taught me many things, but the first thing I want to pass along to you is this. If you feel there is a need for something, chances are you are not the only one. So let's go and figure out the rest. Buena suerte, jefas. Your training begins ahora. Adelante. Ashley K. Stoyanov Ojeda. Pies. ¿Para qué los quiero si tengo alas para volar? Frida Kahlo. Lección 1. Para empezar, congratulations on taking the first step in your entrepreneurial journey. Whether you have a million ideas for a project or are struggling to really nail one down, this chapter es para ti. The first step in launching or growing anything is, well, figuring out what that something is. If you have picked this book, it is likely that you have been wanting to launch a creative project or business. Or maybe you have many ideas and get overwhelmed by the hundreds of things running through your head. Trust me, I have been there. In this first chapter, we're not only going to go through how to develop your idea, but also how to validate that your idea is worth pursuing. Consider this first chapter as the pre-work you'll need before you can build your brand and put together your sales strategy. If you've been sitting on an idea for a while and truly believe in it, this chapter will help you go deeper with your market research to better identify your target audience and competitors. After learning everything you can about your market, the brain dump exercise at the end of this chapter will help you tie things up before heading into constructing your foundation. How to home in on your idea. It takes an incredible amount of energy to really home in on an idea and start to move the needle forward in developing it, especially for multi-passionate entrepreneurs who can see themselves doing a lot of different things throughout their lifetime. It is a problem that I have faced, and chances are, if you have a creative rather than technical mindset, you can relate. From having started out in the music industry to currently developing startups and helping creatives launch businesses, along the way, I realized that though my roles and industries changed, the reason why I was doing these things has not. My personal why has always been to create opportunities for underrepresented entrepreneurs and creatives. No matter what I do next, that will always be at the center of it. If your question is, but how do I find my personal why? The answer is to find out what fuels it. For myself and many others, it is personal. Growing up in a big city, trying to break into music and entrepreneurship as a daughter of an immigrant and as a woman in all male-dominated fields, coming from a lower middle-class family, I felt that I had few resources to show me the way, and even fewer I could trust to help me get to where I wanted to be. Now that I have connections, after having been lucky enough to be given opportunities to accelerate my career, I want to be able to do that in turn for people who grew up like me. Your why may be motivated by something similar, a yearning for something different, a need for change. A quote that has stuck with me is one by Arlen Hamilton from her book, It's About Damn Time. If you close your eyes and visualize the world 5, 10, 20 years from now, and feel okay with the thing you're working on not existing, then it's not urgent. But if you can't imagine the world without it, and want it to exist, whether you get to enjoy the benefits of it or not, then not only is it important to you, it is your calling. Your why is the power behind your business. Your purpose is what is going to help build your product, what will fuel your marketing, and what will motivate people to help you grow. Whatever it is, it will be the foundation upon which you will build what will end up being your business's mission. Para más inspiración, un ejemplo. Finding Your Why with Stephanie and Melissa Carcache. Mis amigas, singer-songwriter Stephanie and actress Melissa Carcache, are sisters, as well as founders of the number one podcast for millennial women, Millennial Women Talk. They are creative influencers who were first inspired to launch their entrepreneurial journey by watching their Cuban parents run their small business in Miami, Florida. Now, both sisters run their own artistic careers while still helping their family strengthen the family businesses. All we saw growing up was entrepreneurship. When the Cubans came to Miami, many people and places rejected them. I still remember old photos of shops in Miami Beach that would hang signs outside their doors that said, "No Cubans." But the amazing thing to me was how the lack of opportunity directed at them was the fire that made them create their own opportunities. They said, "Well, if I am not allowed in this shop, then I will just build my own shop." And that is the mentality we grew up around. Stephanie Carcache. Inspired by how both their parents and the wider Cuban community have created their own spaces in Miami, they're now creating spaces where they can be represented in the arts and media industries. If you are struggling between a few different areas, think about their journey. Try making a list of causes you advocate for, things you have taken up as hobbies throughout your life, meaningful experiences that have influenced you, and of course, tu cultura. Feel free to pause the audio here and write down some ideas. When you're ready, press play to continue. How to know if your idea is a good idea. No hay que tenerle miedo a nuestras ideas. But the key is knowing how to break them down and become very familiar with the market, and that is exactly what we are going to do in this next step. Before we get too excited and start building out further plans for your idea, remember that knowledge is power, which is why now is the time to learn everything you can about what you are going to be launching. Many businesses fail because they do not know if there is enough demand for what they plan to offer, or the buying power of those whom they are targeting. Therefore, the most important step you can take at this point in your journey is research, specifically market research. What is market research? Market research is an essential part of the process for any launch. Here, you will learn the ins and outs of your industry and audience. This is time-consuming. It may not be fun, but it is necessary and may save you from facing avoidable challenges in the future. Thankfully, we live in the time of Google, and we can find practically anything and everything in the world of information right at our fingertips. In case you need a head start on what methods to use, here are a few ways you can go about doing it. Use a market research database. Market research databases can give you accurate information about your competitors and target audience. By using these databases, you will be able to learn more about your industry and level up your position before you even get started. You will also get insight on potential opportunities, and with this information, you may even be able to minimize investment risks. Recommended databases include the Census Bureau, Statista.com, Alexa's Audience Overlap Tool, and Google Trends. Talk to your ideal customer. Figuring out who your target audience is and approaching them directly can pinpoint their true pain points, expectations, and goals, and in turn can help you refine your product or service offerings. This can also help you prioritize, especially if you are wondering what to launch first. Start with a survey. First, ask them to fill out a short survey, one that won't take up a lot of their time, but can still give you valuable information. If you want to create surveys, you can use Google Surveys or the SurveyMonkey webpage to start. Some important things to ask include general demographic information, age, location, occupation. How are they currently dealing with the need you are hoping to fill? If they are happy with this solution, what is their budget for something like what you are offering? How do they receive news and/or find out about new brands offering this product or service? Social media and ads, emails, word of mouth? If they are currently paying for a product service, what needs are not being met? If they are not currently spending to fill this need, what exactly are they looking for? The more specific, the better. Interview them one-on-one. Surveys are great, but generally they are just a starting point. Talking to potential customers one-on-one will not only allow you to ask more in-depth questions and leave room for follow-ups, it will also create the opportunity for you to initiate a genuine connection with them. These are people that you will be able to keep in the loop about the progress of your business. You can invite them to be part of your launch, and with luck, they can one day become ambassadors for you as you grow. Talk to other industry leaders. Talking to other leaders in your industry who serve the same audience with which you hope to connect can be beneficial, as they will have more experience with and knowledge of the pain points and interests of your new target audience. They may also be open to partnering with you or connecting you to someone who can help down the line. It's always good to get different perspectives on what you are building, especially from people in your industry who have done it before. Who are the leaders in your field whom you admire? It never hurts to reach out to see if they have 15 minutes to chat with you about your idea. They can be a huge resource to help familiarize you with unique aspects of the landscape, such as expected growth rates and potential unfilled needs in your industry. It is also likely that they can connect you to other people and resources. Identify and analyze competitors. Research any competitors who are selling similar products and/or services and who have a similar style. A great way to do this is to conduct a competitive analysis. A competitive analysis can be done in many forms, but in general, It acts as a comparison of your competitors' services, products, and strategies. This is a great thing to do early on in your business research so you can find out what holes might need to be filled in your industry. Here are some of the major elements that you can include when you do an analysis of the competition. Who are their target customers? What services and/or products do they provide? What are their price points for their products or services? Do they have funding from outside their business? What is their website like? Is it image heavy? Does it get their message across? How? Do they have enough calls to action? Too many? From the moment you go to their website to when you are prompted to subscribe to a newsletter or see an ad, what is their customer experience like? What is their customer support like? How are they marketing themselves? Where do they get most of their traction? Blog shares, newsletter, social media? What is their communication flow like? How many emails do you get from them and when? How do they encourage customer loyalty? Referral programs? Brand ambassadors? What are people saying about them? Are they getting press features? What do current customers say? What do they claim is their unique selling proposition, USP? Your answers will not only help you build your foundation, but will also serve as solid validation. They will verify that there is a need both for what you are creating now and what you will go on to create in the future. In Chapter 6, we'll go into how to use this information to develop your unique selling proposition. But doing this exercise now for 5 competitors in your field will give you a great head start. Market research is essential before you continue the planning process, but its importance does not end once you have launched. Staying in the loop on trends will also help you develop the tone you use to communicate with your brand's followers, how you set your prices, and ways to keep your customers happy, as well as provide clarity when you need to decide what services or products to launch further down the line. Key takeaways from Lección 1. If you feel there is a need for something, chances are you are not the only one. Identify your target audience as soon as you can. Doing so will help guide you to do the research you need for your launch and solidify your foundation early on. Do the research. Identify your competitors and analyze their products and processes. Talk to your dream customers. Have them take surveys or interview them one-on-one. Stay on top of trends in your industry. Market research for your business does not end when you launch. Nailing down a business idea is the very first step in building your foundation. Think of what we are doing right now as your business blueprint. Blueprints are the initial visualization. Mix them with some strategy, tools, and patience, and you'll have a solid foundation on which to build. With all of the inspiración y información from the first chapter in mind, what is your idea, Jefa? It is time to figure it all out in this chapter's worksheet. Manos a la obra. Brain dump. List all the current ideas you have, even if they seem crazy or out of reach. And if you need some direction, try answering the following. What do you enjoy doing? What are you passionate about? What are you knowledgeable about? What needs do you want to fill? Do you want to sell a service or a product? Do you want to do something virtually, or do you prefer to create something that requires being in a physical space? Once you have answered those,
sample complete. Ready to continue?